You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. Wisconsin school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underley. She's been in office since 2021. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in 2018 but lost by about 300 votes. The election is April 1st. Battleground Wisconsin is seeing a lot of campaign stops this year, but the nation's agriculture secretary says winning rural Wisconsin will take more effort than that.
It isn't enough for you to stop by in those rural areas. You got to have an office. You got to have volunteers. You got to have people talking about the campaign on a constant basis.
Tom Vilsack joined Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh show this week. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. Four of the nine justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. Two dozen people in Wisconsin have landed in the hospital after eating eggs that are now being recalled. The eggs came from a farm in Bondwell. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also part of the recall. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Grand Avenue Bridge in downtown Wisconsin Rapids will be closed beginning today at 7 a.m. City crews will be installing the bridge lighting project. The bridge will be closed between 3rd Avenue and 3rd Street for approximately 2 weeks. Through traffic will be detoured onto 3rd Avenue, then over the Jackson Street Bridge, then onto 3rd Street. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. Tonight is Culver's night for the VFW. Veterans from our VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street South from 4 to 8 tonight. A portion of proceeds will go to help the VFW and support their efforts in our community. Early detection of diseases can be life-saving, preventing serious illnesses before they develop. Having an annual exam with your primary care provider can keep you up to date on important health screenings. These screenings happen at certain ages, but some individuals are at an increased risk based on several factors.
Other things that can be important is their family history. So if your parents, your brother, your sister, aunts, uncles, or grandparents have certain medical conditions, that can put you at increased risk of disease as well.
That's Christy Wegner, MD and family medicine physician at Aspirus Health. She said they're having to screen for some diseases at younger ages.
Individuals have been getting colon cancer at younger and younger ages.
Dr. Wegner said understanding the risks and benefits of screenings can put patients at ease. The investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney's handling of the city's ballot drop box is now in the hands of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. DOJ personnel conducted interviews at Wausau City Hall last Wednesday. That's the same day Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Nick Ramos accompanied several Wausau residents to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Madison. They've asked for a review of Dinney's actions and that he be held responsible if any laws were broken. Denny maintains he did nothing wrong when he wheeled the unsecured Dropbox into his office over 2 weeks ago. The Dropbox was installed for use last week Monday, but it remains unclear what, if any, penalties Denny may face. The Wausau City Council will consider a resolution regarding the Dropbox at its regular meeting today. Voting has begun in the state. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is 5 p.m. on October 31st. They're still collecting supply donations for Hurricane Helene relief in the parking lot by Pick and Save in Wisconsin Rapids. Global Empowerment Mission has a semi-trailer there collecting items to send to communities affected by the hurricane in North Carolina. Sparhawk Trucking donated the trailer that will be sent to a collection point in Asheville, North Carolina. They're accepting donations of water, baby formula, chainsaws, generators, and more. If you're interested in volunteering to help at the drop-off site, contact Andy Elmhurst at 715-459-4153. You may see or hear F-35 jets flying overhead in the afternoons and evenings this week. The 115th Fighter Wing out of Madison will conduct evening training flights through Thursday. The pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you may still hear them. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs to be back at work tomorrow. Doubs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
The one thing I'll say about it is, it's a pretty isolated incident. Like, this has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer, my PT, all of that stuff. We just got connected, and then we put a plan together all the way through the offseason, and we executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle in the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and 2-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the chart. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyoncé some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyoncé, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. The Joker 2, Folie à Deux, took #1 at the box office this past weekend. The film brought in $40 million to lead the way, but given that both audiences and critics showed approval ratings in the low 30s, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it would be a surprise if the Joker sequel starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga showed any type of legs at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's champ, The Wild Robot, which added a few screens and took in almost $19 million domestically. The Wild Robot, in contrast to The Joker, is rocking a 98% score on Rotten Tomatoes with both critics and audiences. My guess is the 2% in each case
place are moviegoers who enjoyed The Joker. Coming in third place was Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, with just over $10 million at the box office in its fifth week of release. The Beetlejuice sequel has taken in $265 million domestically. Rounding out this week's top five are Transformers 1 and Speak No Evil. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.